Hi, I'm Dani Gasparini, and welcome to this segment of Penn Voice. I am joined today by Deputy Victor Lopez, who is with the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office and is the director of CARON. And I'm also joined by Jose Luis Aguirre, who is the program manager of CARON. So our audience, Victor and Jose Luis, thank you for joining us. Our audience is probably saying, what is CARON? Or who is CARON? So, Victor, can you tell us a little bit about what CARON is and how it's embedded in the sheriff's office?
Yes, first of all, thank you for having us this morning. So CARON is an acronym for Community Alliance to Revitalize Our Neighborhoods. And it was established by former Sheriff Don Horsley in 1999. Mm-hmm. And the program started really small, and it was for the North Fair Oaks community. But as the years have gone by, it has grown. And now we serve the entire county, so to speak. We continue to serve the North Fair Oaks community. And we also serve the coast side, mm-hmm. The South Coast, North Coast, and the city of Half Moon Bay. It's in the middle. So,
and typically, it's the unincorporated areas of those cities.
Typically, but Half Moon Bay is a contracted city, so
Right. Okay. So we
do some service there too.
Okay, so let's jump in. Why do you think Sheriff Horsley at the time felt that there was a need in our communities for a community revitalizing our community? What were the issues in the late 90s, and how are you impacting communities today?
So back in the late 90s, there was a lot of gang and drug issues that the North Fair Oaks area was having at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of mistrust with law enforcement during that time.
All right.
And Sheriff Horsley came up with this program to go out and let's go out and build some of that trust. Let's go out and find out what the community needs.
So it's kind of walking into communities and saying, in your uniforms, and saying, we are good guys. We are good men and women here to help you in your communities, here to help you have a wonderful life, safe, have you understand what programs the county has to offer, what other programs and resources the communities have to offer, and talk to us. Tell us what your needs are. How can we impact and make things better?
Yep, you hit it right on the nail there. And, you know, a lot of, at the time, North Fair Oaks was prominently a Latino community. Mm-hmm. A lot of immigrants had come here, and there was a lot of mistrust in law enforcement. So because coming from their countries, unfortunately, there isn't a lot of trust in law enforcement.
Right.
So they come here and they think it's the same.
Right.
So, you know, he got this program going, and we went out, the deputies, sheriff's office went out and meet and greet, knock on doors, talk to people, say, hey, we're here to help you find resources if you need them found. And just to let them know, yeah, we're not here just to arrest you. We're not here just for the negative parts of, you know.
Right. So, Jose Luis, you are actually the program manager. So you are embedded and you're the grassroots level for the community programs. Obviously, Victor is a deputy within the sheriff's office. You're what we would say a civilian. So you and I are, we wake up in the morning and put our pants on, and Victor puts his uniform on. So what are the kinds of things that you're hearing from the community are important for our sheriff officers and our public safety officers to know about and to impact in our communities? What are you hearing?
Well, it's very interesting to see like the civilian side of that job. When I was out of the sheriff's office, I was one of the immigrants that was fearing like the law enforcement, and I was kind of acceptable. But now that I am working—
Yeah, fearing sort of that uniform and what are they really wanting from me and how much do I want to say and talk to them?
Exactly. But right now it's seeing the other perspective. Like, they are like us. They are like father, mother, they have families. So now that I am involved with the sheriff's office, the community is very grateful. When they get to know the program, when they get to know the deputies, the perspective change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the impact that the current program is having in the community is huge.
Right.
Because people now see them like one of them.
Right.
So that's great.
So give me an example of one of the programs that you're actually doing in Half Moon Bay or in Fair Oaks.
Let's say we are doing like a community academy. So there are a series of workshops. At the beginning, people are very afraid to be part of that. But at the end, a week later, they are like, wow, having a good time with the deputies,
right.
Taking photos with them. Let's have a coffee. We have a lot of people coming to our office just to talk to the deputies.
Right.
And it doesn't happen in the past. Like
right.
This is something that we have seen a big change. They said, this is something new. I never thought that I was going to be able to talk to a deputy.
Right.
For me, it's something that I never thought about it.
And I think one of the things I love reading from your literature and some of your program announcements is that CareOn can also be one of that first calls that a community member could make, really about anything. So if they don't know how to dispose of mattresses in their community, right. If they are not sure about a fallen tree, CareOn is here to revitalize and build neighborhoods. You may not be the person or the deputy that moves the tree, but you certainly can direct them to the resource to get that tree removed or to talk about community safety or things like that.
Correct, and that's where CareOn has grown throughout mm-hmm. the years. You know, there's a lot of, people don't know all the resources that San Mateo County has to offer.
And there are a lot.
Yes, so we help them try to find those resources
right.
or help them with a problem. Like you said, I might not be the one who's going to solve it, but
right.
we'll find someone who can for them. And so we get a lot of phone calls, and people are appreciative of that.
Right.
And that's the good part of the sheriff's office. We're here for a variety of reasons, but are the most important one is we want them to trust us.
Right.
Because we cannot do our job.
You be the first call.
Yeah, we can't do our job without the community. We just can't.
Right. And I think along the way, you are learning a great deal from the community members that are having these conversations with you. Because you don't profess to know all the answers. You're learning from your community. What do you need to be? And I felt that was an amazing structure to have.
Yeah, like I said, that it's... We've evolved. Now, you know, we don't have the big gang problems that we were having in the North Fair Oaks area. Now there are other issues like the mattresses or,
right.
you know, issues like that. Not that we don't have a little bit, but it's not like it was in the 90s.
Right.
So.
And Jose Luis, I know that even within the sheriff's office, you collaborate with all of the of the departments within the San Mateo County, like mental health and health services and public works and all of that. But you also collaborate with community agencies. Tell us a little bit about
this
the people that you impact.
Yeah, this is something very, very important because we are partnering with different agencies, nonprofits, local churches, and that's how are we doing our network. And then we can refer people to those agencies that provide services for them. Also, we partner with them to get experts or speakers for our events. So they can be presenters, they can give us a topic, they can give us more information. So we invite them also mm-hmm. to be part of the program. So it's a great relationship, and I think that's the success of the program, that we partner with a lot of agencies.
So who are some of the organizations that you're partnering with?
Let's say, for example, we were with PCRC, Peninsula Conflict Resolution Center.
Mm-hmm.
We were very close with the San Mateo Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
with the San Mateo County Library, with Catholic charities, local churches.
Right,
so,
okay. So you mentioned that former Sheriff Horsley was sort of the initiator of this program. This is really outside of a typical sheriff organization wheelhouse. So how does it stay strong and continue to grow and continue to impact communities?
Well, it's the leadership. Sheriff Bolanos has invested a lot into the CareOn program, and that's why the CareOn program has evolved from when it first started. It's big. We're huge. We do academies of 200-300 people.
Right.
And, you know, Sheriff Bolanos is a true believer in the community policing, the community building that trust. So we couldn't do it without the support of the leadership and Sheriff Bolanos.
Great. So everything from providing programs for financial health and health,
yes.
Financial literacy to how to resolve family disputes or neighborhood disputes.
Correct.
With the Peninsula Conflict Resolution Center. You're not doing them, but you're bringing in the community partners.
Correct.
That are.
Exactly. Right.
So we have just about a minute left. How does someone get a hold of you at CareOn to say, hey, this is what I'm seeing or I may need help in?
Yeah, they can log on to the San Mateo County Sheriff's website, and they can find us there. There's a drop down section for Caron and Sal and the Community Policing Unit. Mm-hmm. Or they can also call us at 650-257-3406.
And no one has to memorize that. It's going to be on the screen when we end the program. Yeah, so that's great. Well, I want to thank you both for coming and telling us about Caron. I want you to come back and tell us a little bit more about some of the successes that you're realizing in building your communities and revitalizing your community. So, Deputy Lopez and Jose Luis Aguirre, please thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we'll see all of you next time on Penn Voice.